doesn't turn too much red.
Well, this is a bush, not a tree.
And this is the shoemake bush.
That's it, uh-huh. Is that poisonous?
You can have poison shoemake, or you can have some that's not.
What are some other things that make your
then
skin?
Then we have sassafras.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. Ours is, I guess, is different what they harvest, but they dig the roots and wash them and boil them, make a sassafras tea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a health herb, health medicine. You started to ask something, I put it in.
I started to ask about other things that might make your skin break out. Poison thing.
We have a different thing. We have a poison vine. You have a poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's...
Is that a vine?
A poison oak. There is a vine, and we have a bush that they call both of them poison oak.
Is there poison ivy?
Poison ivy.
Is that a vine?
That's a vine. Kind of like the... what I'd call the honeysuckle vine. The tame honeysuckle vine goes in the yard to use for things like floors to flower and making things.
Yeah. What kinds of berries do you have?
Well, we have wild, the blackberry, and there's just a few wild strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
We have the poke salad berry.
Oh.
Poke berry.
Can you eat that?
You can, but it makes a good medicine. You can make wine out of it.
I didn't know that.
It's very strong. It's very red. And juicy. It mashes up and used for coloring. I'm going to step aside. I forget now the name of the herb that was in across the water, and I forget where it is in the Bible. I'd have to look it up. Where when a tribe or a clan of people is going to be captured, they take the wives for slaves, and some of them they take for house slaves, you know, some of the bosses, or bury them. And there's substance over there that had a the rue mixed in with it, that's the name of it. They'd mash that and put on their fingernails. And these women, so if they're going to be captured, in order to be in a good slave, in a good home, they'd take that and put on their fingernails, and that'd last for 3 to 6 months. And they'd unfang to entice themselves so they'd be taken. And you was going to be captured, now just like you, if you was going to be captured, you'd like to be treated as well as you could. And I think that's where painting of your nails got started.
What is a kind of red berry that looks kind of like a blackberry?
Raspberry.
Do they grow here?
Yes, but they're not wild, they're tame. Then you have a huckleberry that grows here. We have the little bitty bush, then we have the bigger bush, it goes high as your head. Then we have a winter huckleberry. All of them taste very much alike. Then we have they taste alike, but the one grows on the big bushes is a little more smaller than the other huckleberries, and they're darker blue. This is light blue huckleberries. Then we have the blueberry, which is larger. Then we have the gooseberry.
I've heard of gooseberries.
I think more or less it's just the form of the goose or the blueberry, but just a lighter color. And a few places some China berries, but most of them have been set here.
Do you have?
Then